You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 55, How I Beat Procrastination as a Content Creator and Entrepreneur. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of The Leadership Pod. And today we are talking all about procrastination. So if you've ever asked yourself, how can I beat procrastination or how to stop procrastinating, then this episode is for you. I'm going to be sharing with you 10 insights into how I personally beat procrastination so that I can get work done. And the tips that I share with you will be from my perspective as a content creator and an entrepreneur, but they are applicable to anyone listening to this podcast, whether you work for a company or whether you're a business owner like I am. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you about my weekly newsletter. If you haven't already signed up to it, this really is the best place to get notification about both my podcasts and YouTube videos that I release so you don't miss out on the episodes that I release. You may keep track of it on social media, but occasionally, you know, on LinkedIn and Instagram, you can miss people's posts in your feed. They just don't appear in the feed that you get on your phone or on your computer. So the best place to really get notification about all of the content and resources that I release is my newsletter. I also offer in my newsletter discounts to my Udemy courses, and you also get access to the Leadership Evaluation Toolkit. This is a 35-question self-assessment to see where you stand as a leader. And this is one of the very popular downloads that people get when they sign up to my newsletter. They really love it. I've had a lot of positive responses from people about this leadership evaluation toolkit. So if you want to sign up to my newsletter to get all of this, then head over to my website, executive-impressions.com. You will see a number of sign-up forms all over my website. So just choose one and enter your name, email address, and you will get direct access to the Leadership Evaluation Toolkit, and you will be put on my weekly newsletter. So let's get this episode started because we have a lot to get through today. Now, procrastination is something that I constantly fight. I'm sure that you can relate to this, especially if you're more of a knowledge worker or if you are required to sit down at your computer all day, every day for your job. For me, a lot of my work requires content creation. So coming up with ideas, with strategies or processes, and trying to put some structure into my thoughts and ideas so that I can create content that makes sense to you because you are the end listener or watcher of my videos. The podcast is an example of the content that I create, my YouTube videos as well, and my video courses. Now, at times I can find content creation challenging. It's really tempting for me to take the easy way out and to open up, say, my LinkedIn app on my phone or Instagram and just start scrolling. And this quite often happens when I'm stuck for ideas or when I'm working on something that is a little bit complex and requires a lot more thinking. And I'm sure you can probably relate to this, but scrolling through social media, it doesn't help me get the work done. So I have to make sure that I have strategies in place so I can tap into my work mode, pull myself out of procrastination and start working. As I was mapping out thoughts for this particular podcast episode, I was really surprised to find out that I actually have many tools I use, many tools that I tap into when I need to in order to beat procrastination. And I'm going to share 10 of those with you in this episode. So I hope they're going to be very helpful for you, whether you are a business owner or whether you are an entrepreneur. As I said before, no matter what situation you are in, we're talking about getting out of procrastination. So these will be applicable to you no matter whether you are like me, a business owner, or whether you work for a company. So the first one I'm going to share is to think of the end result. Let's say I was working on a blog post or podcast episode or something like that. I would force myself to think of or to imagine the finished product, to imagine the blog post being written and published on my website, the podcast being recorded, published, and people listening to it right now and absolutely loving it. I visualize and I imagine the end result, the joy, the satisfaction that I would get from that piece of work being finished. And when I think of the end result as I'm at the beginning of the creation process, it motivates me and encourages me to get working because I want that end result. That's what I want. I want that end result. I want the joy. I want the satisfaction. I want to receive kind messages from people like you, listeners of my podcast, telling me how much you enjoyed the episodes. I want that. So when I think of the end result, it really motivates me and gets me out of procrastination. So for you, when you are procrastinating about something, try to think of the end result that you are working towards. Try to think of the joy that you're going to get from that end result, the satisfaction you're going to feel for a job that is finished. And hopefully that will pull you out of the procrastination mode and get you to work. The second way I deal with procrastination is I limit my distractions. And one of the biggest weaknesses I have is social media. On my phone, I have the LinkedIn app, I have Instagram, I have YouTube. So it's really easy for me to pick up my phone, open up the app, use it, you know, start scrolling as a form of distraction. And when I do this, what I'm usually looking for is some type of inspiration, something to drag me out of my procrastination lull and to force me to get to work. But this doesn't often happen. Quite often I just get caught into the scrolling, you know, what is the next post? What's the next image? What's the next photo on Instagram I'm going to look at? And it just keeps going on and on and on. So you need to put a stop to this. And what I found works for me is if I put my phone away, and I mean in a bag, in a drawer, or even in another room when I need to buckle down and focus on something that is difficult or more challenging, then I am not as tempted to look at it because I have to physically go and get it. So I put a physical barrier in between me and my distraction, which, as I mentioned in my case, is social media on my phone. And it really helps me to move through that procrastination and to get the work done because basically I know that in order for me to get my phone to open up the app, I physically have to get out of my chair, away from my desk, even into another room, get my phone to look at it. And sometimes that just feels too difficult to do. So I'd rather just do the work. And that kind of pushes me to get the work done and not to indulge in my procrastination. Maybe your distraction is social media like me. Maybe it is something else. But what I recommend you to do is to try and remove your distraction and putting a barrier in between you and whatever it is that distracts you from working will make it harder for you to access that distraction and it may help you get out of that procrastination mode. And if social media is a distraction for you, this is a bit of a side note here. I recommend you watch the Netflix documentary Social Dilemma. It focuses on how the big social media companies manipulate their users by using algorithms that encourage addiction to their platforms. So that gives you a bit of an insight into how social media works and how it is actually engineered to make you want to look at it, open it, and start scrolling and keep scrolling. So if you've ever wondered why you have to check your LinkedIn or even Facebook every 2 minutes, then watch this documentary. So it's The Social Dilemma, and I believe it's only available on Netflix. I could be wrong about that, but it's a very good documentary to watch. The third insight I have for you is to break large tasks into smaller steps. So when I'm working on a large project, and for me, this really means a video course, for example, if I try to tackle it all at the one time, it gets very overwhelming because it's such a large project. And because it's overwhelming, it leads me to procrastinate because I really don't know where to start and the whole thing just seems so difficult. So I just procrastinate and I don't do the work. But if I were to take that larger project or that larger task and break it down into smaller steps, then I can tackle each step one at a time. And it doesn't feel as overwhelming because I can, you know, tick off each step off of my list and I can see that I'm making progress. And this encourages me to continue working to tackle the next step that is on my list. So if your work requires you to tackle big projects and that is a reason why you procrastinate, then this tip will definitely work on you. Think of manufacturing plants for cars. You don't get one person to build a car from step one to the finished product. Why? Because it's too overwhelming for an individual to tackle all of that on their own and it's not an efficient use of resources. Instead, they break the process down into smaller steps and they allocate the individual steps to different people or to different teams. And this leads to a higher level of productivity because each individual or each team can perfect their efficiency in those tasks. So even if you have to complete a whole project on your own, by breaking it down into smaller steps, it will help you feel like it's a lot more manageable, like it's less overwhelming, and you will be less likely to procrastinate about it. The fourth insight I want to share with you is to focus on the small rewards throughout the journey. And this is really important, especially for a big project. And it's something that we quite often overlook. I know I overlook this myself. I tend to just breeze through, you know, each task as I complete it. And I don't really celebrate the small wins that I have along the way. But every time you accomplish a smaller step in a bigger picture or a bigger project, it's really important that you celebrate it to some extent. You know, you don't have to go out and have a big party or anything. It could just be going out to get a small cup of coffee or taking a short break. But by celebrating it, you are recognizing the effort that you have put into completing that task. And it will again encourage you and spur you on to move toward the finished product. So like I said, it could mean taking a short break. It could mean getting a coffee or going for your favorite ice cream, something that will reward you, something you will get enjoyment from to keep you moving toward the finished product. The fifth insight I want to share with you about beating procrastination is to set a time limit. So if I sit down in front of the computer and I tell myself that I have to finish mapping out and preparing a podcast episode within 30 minutes. I usually do it. I have to limit my distractions in order to do this. So I have to turn off my phone, put it in another room, my bag, you know, whatever it is to put that barrier between me and my distraction. But if I set a time limit of completing something within 30 minutes, then I usually do it. And this could be something that would really work for you as well, but you want to be careful with setting a time limit because you have to set realistic time limits. And this is something that I am guilty of. I tend to think, well, I can achieve that in, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, and it would actually take me a lot longer. So you need to set realistic time limits for the task that you're doing or the project that you're working on. You need to know your limits. You need to know what works for you, and you need to know how long it will realistically take you to complete that task. So if I were to set a limit, say write a blog post in 10 minutes, I know that I would not be able to meet that limit. It takes me quite a long time to write a blog post because my blog posts tend to be quite structured and educational, and there is no way I could finish a blog post in 10 minutes. And because I wouldn't meet the limit, I would be disappointed. It would cause me to be demotivated in finishing the blog post at all. And that would cause me to procrastinate and get on my phone and start scrolling on social media. I know this is how I work. I know my patterns. I know my work patterns. I know what motivates me and what demotivates me as well. And if I set unrealistic time limits, then for me, that is a big demotivator. I know that it's going to make me feel that I'm just not going to be able to achieve that task or finish it. So I will jump on my phone and start procrastinating. Think about how you work within time limits, how long it would normally take you to complete a certain task, and set a realistic time limit for completing that task. Again, remove all distractions at that time for that period of time. Remove all distractions and sit down and dedicate that particular amount of time for the task you need to complete. The sixth insight I'm going to share is to work at your most productive time. So a big part of being productive as an entrepreneur is knowing when you are your most productive. Is it the morning? Is it the afternoon? Is it late at night? Is it after exercise? Is it while you are watching TV or while you're listening to music? This is very personal and it really depends on you. For me, I work best in the mornings. I am a morning person, so I like getting up. I do a bit of exercise in the morning, a bit of yoga and stretching and some cardio as well. Then I do my visualization. I make tea, even have my breakfast. And if I get straight to work at that time, I am fresh in my mind. I am full of energy and I can come up with some fantastic ideas and I can do really, really good work in the morning. So if I have something challenging that I need to work on, something that requires a bit of creative thinking, then I schedule that in for the morning because I know that that is when I have the most creative energy to funnel towards finishing that task. And you start to become more aware of when you are at your most productive. So today, for example, when did you do your best work? What time was it when you did your best work? What had you eaten beforehand? Had you done any sports or exercise beforehand? What happened leading up to this most productive work that you did? Think about that and you will start to get an understanding of the most productive time for you to tackle big projects or challenging projects. The seventh insight into beating procrastination is to play motivating music. So whenever I am doing creative work, I always listen to music. I have a playlist on my computer of a number of songs that I like to listen to. I put my headphones on, block out any outside noise, and just let the music carry me into a world of productivity. The two keys here that you need to remember are that you need music that you personally love, music that really motivates you, and you need a great set of headphones. Okay, so for the music that you love, try to identify songs that fill you with motivation. And you may already have a number of songs in your mind already that you know really motivate you, fill you with energy, and make you want to work. This is really important, and music and song, it really does have an impact on how you physically and mentally feel. I remember once when I was driving back home, so I live in country, Western Australia, a couple of hours outside of Perth, and I was driving home this one day. And when I say driving home, it means like 1 to 2 hours of country driving. So I was starting to get a bit tired, and then the playlist that I was listening to at that time switched to another song, which instantly woke me up. It was more of an energetic song and I instantly felt different. I felt awake, whereas 5 minutes earlier, I was feeling, you know, tired and sluggish from the long drive home. So music really does work to help you get more energy, to fill you with that motivation and the energy you need to work and to do things. So think of songs that invigorate you. Think of songs that instantly lift you when you listen to them and fill you with energy. Add those songs to your playlist and listen to them when you are working. Listen to them when you are feeling like you want to procrastinate, and it will help to move you and pull you out of that procrastination mode. You also need a great pair of headphones for this to work, especially if you are working in an office environment with other people around you. So I have a pair of Sony headphones. They're the earbud headphones type, fantastic bass in them. I think they cost me around $80. So they're a little more on the expensive side. But when I put them on and when I listen to music that I love, it really puts me in work mode. And I do fantastic work when I combine those two elements. The eighth insight is to take a walk. So sometimes I procrastinate because I haven't moved around for a while. This is really common, you know, when you have a desk job, when you are doing a lot of computer work, you don't physically move a lot during the day. So it's easy to start to feel tired and lazy and to have no energy to work. And in those moments, for me, social media is just so much more tempting and so much easier. So that's usually when I pick up my phone and start scrolling on LinkedIn or Instagram. But in those moments, if I take myself outside and if I go for a walk, soak up some of the sunshine, breathe in the fresh air and get the blood moving around my body and the oxygen into my brain, then go back to the office and go back to my desk, I'm like a new person. I'm ready to tackle whatever task I was working on. I'm ready to give it my all, and it helps me pull myself out of that procrastination mode. So think about how you can incorporate walking or exercise to overcome procrastination. And if you can't go outside for a walk, that's fine. You can even do some stretching or some type of movement within the office, within a room, to get that blood flowing. And the thing is, I often find that I come up with my best ideas while I am walking, while I'm moving around. I could be sitting at my computer before going for a walk, you know, for half an hour, struggling to come up with an idea or a strategy. And then I go for a walk and I think about it. I have those ideas rolling around in my mind. And then within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I could actually come up with an idea that will work. I can see the way. It all comes together, and that would only happen if I was outside walking. So moving around, walking, just getting that blood rushing around your body really helps you to move out of procrastination and to get the work done. Number 9 is talk to someone. So a simple conversation can really switch the focus and do wonders for procrastination. Picking up the phone, talking to a friend, someone in your family, or even a colleague, asking them questions, focusing on them, putting your mind in active mode. It's going to switch the focus to the other person, away from your work, away from your worries, and it will put your mind in active and problem-solving mode. This really wakes you up, and it makes it easier to get back to work later on once you've had that conversation. Again, you feel refreshed, you feel rejuvenated, and you feel ready to tackle that project you were procrastinating about before. And we are on the 10th insight now. This is the final insight I'm going to share with you. This is a really important one, and it's to forgive yourself. There's actually nothing wrong with procrastination. Most of us do it at one time or another. If you try to make yourself feel guilty about procrastinating, it's going to make it worse for you. So don't tell yourself, well, I should have started earlier, or this could have been done last week. That's all in the past. What's done is done. You need to focus on the future and what you can do right now. And negative self-talk, it often leads to more procrastination because it damages your self-confidence. You're telling yourself that you should have done this, you should have done that, you are not good enough, and it forces you to procrastinate more about completing that task. And research has even shown that forgiving yourself for past procrastination will help you stop putting off working on a task. So it's really important that you forgive yourself when you are procrastinating. There is nothing wrong with it, but do try to pull yourself out of it with one of the methods I have shared with you in this episode and keep moving forward. So there are my 10 tips to beat procrastination. And whenever I am feeling like I don't really want to work on something, like I'd rather look at social media, I tap into one of those 10 tips to really pull me out of that procrastination and help me get the work done. And this does help me become more efficient as a whole in my content creation and as an entrepreneur. I hope that at least one of these insights and tips has struck a chord with you and will help you overcome procrastination the next time you are feeling it, maybe even this week or maybe next week. But I hope that one of these insights and tips will work for you. If you have listened this far to the podcast, to the end of the podcast, thank you so much for listening. I will be releasing more content around this topic on YouTube, on my social media channels, on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So join me on the platform that you like best. I share all my content on all of those platforms. So choose the platform you like best and connect with me there, follow me there, and you will find out about the future content that I release. Don't forget to subscribe to my weekly newsletter to get your leadership evaluation toolkit. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.